Hi. About my last post, my most recent link post, Smile or Die. Author Barbara Ehrenreich wrote a book called Smile or Die: How Positive Thinking Fooled America and the World. The reason I posted this link is it's very timely because I've been researching for the last few months that very thing. Positive thinking, but the wrong kind of positive thinking. And LGATs, or large group awareness trainings. And they are all based on that whole positive thinking thing. And the reason this issue concerns me is I have some personal reasons behind it. Personal experiences, people who I've seen go through these things and completely change, transform into someone that they just weren't anymore. That person that I befriended, in one case in particular, that person I befriended just did not, I don't know. From what I saw, I don't know what she benefited from other than a little bit of self-confidence. But there are other ways that you can get self-confidence other than paying thousands and thousands of dollars, having to put out a second mortgage, take out a second mortgage on your house, or refinance your house. And there's other ways, you know, other than having to prey on your friends and family and deceptively telling them that there's a seminar that they can go to that can unlock all the keys to their success and blah, blah, blah. So I'm very skeptical of these things, and I've been confronted with it a lot and lately. And since I've started my own blog and a Twitter account, it's been a very interesting experience. And I've been finding that the people generally who speak out for these LGAT groups and the whole positive realm of positive thinking are salespeople, and a lot of them are involved in MLMs or multi-level marketing. Bottom line, they end up being con artists, and this is what I have come to the conclusion of. They are the people who run these things and who benefit from these things are con artists. And they have the potential to damage people in the process, damage people's psyches, damage people's confidence. There have been known cases of suicides as a result of these. I'm currently in the process of getting an email interview with an ex-leader of the Landmark Education Forum, or the Forum, which are the same thing. If you go to Landmark Education, you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, so I plan on writing, hopefully I can get this guy to give me a good interview on the whole process of, you know, spending 10 years of your life involved in a cult, basically. And yeah, the whole tyranny of positive thinking is all tied into this topic. It's all the same thing. And it can be very damaging to people, the society as a whole, and not just in America, but in all countries around the world. So this is a very important topic to me right now. And I want to share it with other people, specifically to inform other people who are unaware of the dangers of these groups. And you can check out my blog, transformationskeptic.wordpress.com, for more information.